This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, Juneteenth, 2023 on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. It is Juneteenth. It is Monday Night Trivia. So if you're listening on Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show and enjoy it. If it's Monday night, however, Juneteenth, give us a call. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. I've got questions to throw out, and we have bumper stumpers, 11 of them, and they have a theme as well. So we'll get to work on that soon. But if you don't know the theme of the bumper stumpers or the bumper stumpers themselves, because all you have to know is the last of the artist name of that, you win for that alone. And if you don't want to take a guess on the question, we have a straggler from last week. You can have your own category. And we prove that every week, that sky is the limit. You know something about something. I just know you do. So tell me what it is, and you will win. It's that simple. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And we're going to kick it off with Linda. And Linda is in Richton Park. How is it going? Let me see here. Get the magic twanger out so we can talk to Linda and find out how it's going in Richton Park tonight. What's up, Linda?
I'm Linda from Richton Park, and I'm just having such a wonderful day today, and I just wanted to call and thank you for having me on your show. I'm so happy your husband is doing so good.
Yeah.
And I just like to tell everybody out there to have a happy Juneteenth holiday day today.
Yeah.
And if you could play two records for me. One is called Africa, and the other one is by the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. So this is such a beautiful day for me.
Well, I can do it tomorrow, but on trivia, you know, the bumper stumpers are all contests, so they're set up, but I can do it tomorrow for you.
Oh, that'll be just fine. That'll be fine. Okay.
Well,
I'm going to sit back and listen and concentrate on the bumper stumpers.
Yeah, boy. All right. So we'll do it tomorrow night. You betcha, Linda. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, happy to take your request tonight, but we won't be playing them tonight because the bumper stumpers are, in fact, part of the contest. And if you know any of the artists, well, you win for that alone. If you can figure out the theme, well, even better. All right. But now, without further ado, the straggler from last week. Consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want. But the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. Buy one of what? Someone traveled 4,000 miles to buy one. Buy one what? 888-876-5593. And you don't have to know specifically which one they bought. You do have to know what it is. All right, so there you have that. So that is our straggler for your listening pleasure. And other than that, we do have bumper stumpers, like I say, and it's a wonderful theme. Carol and the World's Best Show Prep, Carol Ford, came up with the idea, and I loved it. I ran with it immediately. So we'll see how, in fact, you do on that. But it's Monday Night Trivia, so it is Monday night. We need your calls. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And like I say, someone knows something about everything. You know, there's some category you just excel, like Barry in New Hampshire and his Beatles trivia, or Mark in his original Star Trek trivia. But so whatever it is you know something about, you call and we'll find you a question. It's that simple. Operating from the studio in Globe tonight, and so I brought most everything, except I forgot to bring some of the questions and some of the categories you ask. But the beauty of that is online. I'll come up with it. So if you can think of it, I absolutely am here to please, and we'll do just that. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. And I think what we're going to do is kick it off with our first bumper stumper. I consider it easy, particularly if you're a record collector, but we'll see how you do. And no, I don't expect you to know the theme yet, but I do expect you to know this 1965 oldie, and it's coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So there it is, your first bumper stumper. And like I say, for record collectors, that should be easy. As far as clues, well, it was 1965 on the Soul label. So that somewhat narrows it down, don't you think? All right, so 888-876-5593. And Lisa in Dundee is having a birthday. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Oh, thank you.
That's terrific. So I won't ask how old, but how did you celebrate?
Okay, well, I went to my local restaurant, the Village Squire. I don't know if you're familiar.
Sure.
But they give you free Mai Tai on your birthday.
So how many did you have?
Oh, just the one. Oh. That's enough for me.
All right.
And then we, my girlfriend and I went and we shared some appetizers and it was just a fun day. And now I'm going to try some trivia and that'll be the ending to a beautiful day.
Okay, sounds good to me. So
I did want to tell you one thing, though. You know, you were talking about Neil Sedaka last week.
Yes.
And how much you like him. And I like him, too. And I saw him in concert in Chicago, probably around the late 70s.
Okay.
And he sang every song he ever wrote.
Oh, my God.
Or sung himself in chronological order.
Oh, my dear God. Well,
I know. It was such a great concert because I wasn't aware that he, wrote some of the songs that he did. And it was just such a fun way to see a concert. I don't know. It was great. So I just wanted to share that as well.
Well, good. Yeah, I would say if he sung all of every song he's ever written, you'd still be there.
Okay, well, maybe he picked and chose. But.
Well, or he did a medley thereof.
That could be. That could be. All I know is he did Where the Boys Are. And that's, of course, one of my favorite songs and favorite movies, and I didn't know he had wrote that.
Yeah.
I know he didn't sing it.
Right. Well, yeah, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Neil wrote the music. The lyrics were Howie Greenfield.
Oh.
Yeah. Neil wrote all the music for that stuff, but Howie wrote all the lyrics.
Uh huh.
So that was the famous partnership, Neil Sedaka and Howie Greenfield.
Yeah, it was really good. He's really fun. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Sort of like Carole King and Jerry Goffin. Carole did the music. Jerry did the lyrics.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then she proved she could do some herself in the 70s, obviously.
She did.
Yes, right away. You betcha.
Yeah.
All right, so 1950s movie trivia.
Yes.
Well, James Dean, of course, best remembered for Rebel Without a Cause, but what film earned him his first Oscar nomination?
Well, he only did three movies, so it's one or the other two. It's either East of Eden or Giant.
So what do you think?
I'm going to say he died before Giant was finished. I'm going to say East of Eden.
Absolutely. East of Eden.
Oh.
And he actually, that was the, you know, the reality is either one of those answers would have worked. But for East of Eden, he was the first posthumous Oscar nomination. And then after that, Giant as well. Nominations, but not wins.
So he had died before the...
Yes.
He finished East of Eden, but he had died before he was nominated.
That's correct.
Oh, and he was nominated for both movies.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So you would have been right with either one of those.
Oh, well, that's good. But yeah, because I know he didn't finish Giant, and I think it was Nick somebody that finished the movie because they looked a little bit alike or something.
Wow, and I guess
I can't think of the guy's last name now.
I guess Nick didn't get nominated.
No. Can't you just wonder what he would have been up to, though, had he survived?
Oh, yeah.
He was such a good actor.
Yeah, absolutely. But from what I knew about Giant, which isn't much, of course, it also had Rock Hudson and Elizabeth Taylor, it was a very volatile set. So I couldn't tell you exactly why, but and you know, of course, filmed in Marfa, Texas. So Marfa doesn't let you forget Giant. That's the only reason I knew it was a movie. So
right. Well, you know, there's a lot of they're not very fond of each other in the movie either. So maybe that was somehow carried over. But
I
you know.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was reputed to be just bedlam.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But in any event, you, as usual, are a winner. So happy, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
All right, so hang on.
I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Let's confirm that address. Don't go away. All right, so we'll put Lisa on hold there. And very good. And, we're going to do Beatles trivia with Barry. Of course we are. How could we not? We're going to do charts with Brian. Cleveland Dennis, though, is going to knock out our bumper. So, Cleveland Dennis, welcome back to WGN Radio. Who is it?
Okay, Raleigh, got a little backstory on that. I don't remember that song from 65 for some reason. I don't think it was popular in Cleveland at the time, but I learned about it, probably say in the last 10 years, listening to Northern Soul out of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
That's Frank Wilson.
It is Frank Wilson. And the reason that you don't remember it is that when it was released, Berry Gordy went to Frank Wilson and said, Frank, do you want to be a writer for Motown or do you want to be an artist? And he said, I'd rather be a writer. And so Berry said, okay, then I'm rescinding Do I Love You. And he pulled back the copies from the distributors, and supposedly only three were existing. Now, that might be why, but it's the most expensive Northern Soul record ever sold. At one point, it went for well over $35,000.
I kind of heard about the value at one time. And
that's why.
I shake my head.
Yeah, well,
thinking I couldn't find that one.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because John went through my record collection. Oh, my God, you've got Do I Love You? And I looked exactly. I said, no, that's a boot. Trust me. It may look like it,
yeah,
but it's a boot. And so, indeed, there's no shortage of those. Well, you're right. It is Frank Wilson. Okay, good. Well, hang on. Don't go away.
And can I make a request?
Yes.
This is a Roy Orbison song that I've heard recently, and I think it's worth playing, I Can't Stop Loving You.
Okay. It won't be tonight, obviously, but this week.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Good deal. Thanks for calling. And hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, Cleveland Dennis knows his Frank Wilson. So, Do I Love You. All right. So, another one is coming up. All right, and then you'll start to realize the theme. It's not quite as simple as you think. I'll leave that to you. And we've got our straggler, and our straggler is: consumers will do almost anything to get a product they really, really want, but the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these is almost 4,000 miles. One of what? And Richard in Terre Haute, Indiana wants to guess. So, Richard, what do you think?
Is it a cell phone?
It is not, but that's a nice guess.
Oh.
But thank you
for
trying.
Can I make another guess?
Yes, of course. You get up to 6 per call.
Okay. What about a car?
Not a car.
Okay.
If you think of something else, you call me back. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I would assume, I don't know if this is true, but I would assume that people have traveled even further to get cars, but I'm not sure. And I guess if your deal is to have the first cell phone of some type, then maybe you would travel for that. But most of us, you know, are just going to go to Walmart or wherever. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And Brian and Joliet wants to do some charts. So, hello, Brian.
Hi, Raleigh. Hope you're doing well.
Can't
Excuse
complain.
Me. Before you do, I do the charts. I think it was last week. You and some caller were speaking of a soul group that was popular around 1966, 1967, and the lead singer sounded a whole lot like Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm.
And could you tell me the name of that group?
Oh, yeah, they're from Memphis, and I'm trying to think now of what it was. I actually played one of the records as a bumper, but not maybe the Ovations.
Ovations?
I'm guessing, but I can actually go ahead and look at, because I think that's the record you're thinking of. I guess I could be wrong, but I think it was I Believe I'll Go Back Home. It was the Ovations.
Yeah, that kind of
it was,
jars my memory. I'll
it was 1958 on Gold Wax.
Oh, that was 1958?
Yes, on Gold Wax.
Oh, that's when Sam Cooke was really.
Yeah. Well, I gotta look this up because I'm wondering if it's not 1968 because I think I typed it, so I think I got that wrong. But I'm going to check that because I think it could be 68.
I got the name Ovations.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely the Ovations. That part I didn't get wrong, but let's see. Because it could be 60. It sounds more like 60, doesn't it? Let's see.
I'm pretty
All right.
sure.
But it's Gold Wax, though. Yeah, it is 68. Okay, so 1968. I'll correct that on the list. Yeah, Gold Wax.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's about the end of Gold Wax. They were, by 69, they were gone. All right, so we want to do charts, and we want to do February 1st, 1969, I believe?
Yes.
Well, hang on, and we're going to get to that right after the news. Don't go away. Stay right where you are, right here.
All right,
thank
you.
WGN Radio. We'll be right back. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia. So if it's Friday night, sit back and enjoy the show. If it's Monday night, by all means call. And if every line is busy, we'll call back. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, you know it's your chance. But we've got one line, one and only one available for you right now at 888-876-5593. That would be 8888. Raleigh. So our straggler. Consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want, but the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. One of what? You don't have to be specific about which one it was, just the category, narrowly defined. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And the bumper stumper, of course, that's up for grabs. It's pretty easy. You'll think the theme is easy as you start going along in this, but maybe it's a little harder than you realize. So we're going to put Brian on hold because we're about to do charts with Brian. And don't go away, Brian. We have a first-time caller, and that is Jay in Warrensville. So he wants to take a guess on our trivia question. So, Jay, hello. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
Well, I think it is a boat.
It is not a boat, but that's a nice guess.
Can I guess again?
Yes, you get up to six per call.
Is it a horse?
It is not a horse. Keep going.
Is it jewelry?
Nope.
I'm out of guesses.
All right. If you think of something else, call me back. All right. Hey, so, yeah, eventually we're going to, and some would say, well, why did you give all the jewelry? You know, I could have had to say diamonds or something. Nah, it's not jewelry. All right. So we'll try and make it relatively easy for you all. And Debbie's a first-time caller, too. So before we get to Brian's charts, and I've got them all right here, we're going to find out what Debbie and Elgin thinks. I believe she's got a guess, and we'll find out. So, Debbie, first-time caller, thanks for calling WGN. Are you there, Debbie?
I am here.
All right. What do you think?
As far as?
Well, you want to answer the trivia question, right?
No, I was calling about having a subject for a trivia.
Oh, okay. You want a category. What category do you want?
I want Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. All right. Well, hang on, because we got Brian here and his charts, and we will get to Seinfeld. But don't go away. Stay right where you are.
I won't.
All right. Okay. And so we will absolutely do some Seinfeld trivia. Why not? Now back to Brian. All right, Brian, we're going to do these charts from February 1st, 1969. Are you ready?
Raleigh, first may I ask, was that last bumper the Buckinghams?
It was not.
Okay.
All right.
Ready for charts.
There we go. Number one, Crimson and Clover.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Indeed. Number two, Everyday People.
Sly and the Family Stone.
Number three, Worst That Could Happen.
Brooklyn Bridge?
Yes, absolutely. Number four, Touch Me.
Doors.
And number five, I Heard It Through the Grapevine.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Number six, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. It was the remake. It wasn't Madeline Bell, unfortunately, or Dee Dee Warwick. But it was the hit. I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Yeah, would that be...
This was a big
hit. I want to say both...
Yeah, you're
Diana
doing
it. Ross and the Temptations?
Yeah, the Supremes of the Temptations. I'll give it to you. Yes, the
Thank
Supremes
you.
Of the Temptations. Number seven, I Started a Joke. Their whole career was a joke.
Bee Gees.
Yes. Number eight, Hooked on a Feeling.
B.J. Thomas?
Yes. Number nine, Soulful Strut.
Soulful Strut. Oh, Young Holt Unlimited?
Absolutely. And number 10, Build Me Up Buttercup.
Foundations?
You are a winner. You got all 10.
Could I go on?
Yeah, we're going to see how you do. You get to go on until you miss. You ready? Number 11. Can I Change My Mind?
Tyrone Davis?
Yes. Number 12. If I Can Dream.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh. If that's a cover.
Well, of course, but I mean, you know, this was not his high period, let's just say that.
Andy Williams?
Elvis Presley.
Oh, Lord, yes.
Okay. Yeah, but it's to your credit that you forgot. But hang on, you're absolutely a winner. You got all 10. That was pretty good. Don't go away. All right, Faith, that was very good. So we put Brian on hold to confirm his address, and Debbie is a first-time caller. And Debbie wants our Seinfeld trivia, so we're leaving her there for a moment so that I can look it up, because it's sort of like that. And Barry wants his Beatles trivia. Well, I think I'm prepared. So, okay, Barry, how's it going?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
All right.
Okay, there were a lot of reasons the Beatles stopped touring, but what was the final straw? The one event that really set them on the course to stop.
It was at the Philippines in Manila.
Absolutely. Almost getting killed in Manila. We have a winner.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
That was the last straw. And, you know, I don't blame them a bit.
Nope, I don't either. Can you play Rainy Night in Georgia?
Yeah, absolutely. Not tonight, but I can this week, I promise. Yeah. We played it last week by the original artist. The guy who wrote it, Tony Joe White. So, but yeah, sure, we'll play. We'll play the Brook Benton version. And like everybody else who covered it, none of them could say the word hovering. When you hear the beginning of it, it's like, what are they saying? Oh. All right. Well, we will do that. All right. Hang on, Barry. We will confirm that address. Don't go away. All right. So, absolutely. Now, Seinfeld trivia, huh? All right. All right. And they're ranked questions. Now, of course, you do understand that I wouldn't know in a million years. So that said, it doesn't matter. We have questions. So here we go back to Debbie, a first-time caller. So I should say, Debbie, how good are you at this?
Well, I've never done it before, but I know quite a bit about Seinfeld. I guess we'll find out.
Okay. No, I mean, you watch the show all the time and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I watched the show. I've seen him 3 times in person. I like have everything you could buy. I make things. Yeah. I'm a Seinfeld fan.
All right. What was the name of the Seinfeld character that allegedly found a loophole in life by going on dates asking women out directly? Now, I wish I could give you clues, but I have no idea.
Oh,
looking...
no, I see him right in front of my face. I can't think of his name. Oh, my gosh.
Would you like initials? I can do that.
Yeah, give me an initial.
T.G. I think we need the thinking music. I can hear it coming, so...
I don't know.
Todd Gack.
Gack. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Todd Gack.
Well, I'm glad that it was at least familiar, because if you had said to me, "Who's that?" it had broken my heart. So call me again soon, and we'll do more of them.
Thank you so much. Have
appreciate
a great
it.
Night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Yeah, that would have been just terrible. I don't know. I watched all those shows. There's nobody named Todd Gack. Yeah, that's all I needed. All right, so no, that's good. All right, so Don in Beloit wants to take a guess. So, Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, how you doing, Raleigh? How you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Good. You know, you never let on till last week. I didn't realize you had spent so much time in Rockford, apparently.
Oh, yes. At WROK, the big 1440 AM.
Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. I was there for a full year.
You're always so close to the vest, and you never let on these things, you know, just a few miles from me.
Anybody who asks, I tell. No, I loved Rockford. I still hunger for beefaroo. Especially the Love's Park 50s location. But yeah, I've told stories many times about having to go to Beloit to buy porn. You see, what happened was, this true story. What happened was the libertarians were running for office, and one of the libertarians, you know, as only the libertarians can be, the capital L Libertarian Party, and a woman was running for Senate in California, and she had been on the California side of, like, Lake Tahoe, you know, not far from Reno. So anyway, in part of her, I guess, outreach, for lack of a much better word, she posed in busty beauties. Well, of course, at this point, I don't even know what Busty Beauties is. Well, it turns out that it was one of the many specialty publications from Larry Flint. So I said, well, I want to see her. Well, of course, they wouldn't sell it in Illinois. So late at night, I had to go to the adult novelty and bookstore to buy Busty Beauties. In Beloit. That's right. Went right across the border to Beloit. I'll never forget it. They wanted to sell me a lot of other things. I looked at one thing. I still don't know what it was supposed to do, but I said, you know, that would be great for the ring around the bathtub. But they weren't happy to see me. But anyway, they did sell me Busty Beauties, and I had a copy of it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you were an informed interviewer
That's absolutely right. I brought it back to WROK the next day and talked all about it.
Yep. Okay. Well, we're all hurting, you know, so much, and I think things that make you forget, you know, what's going on in the world is helpful. But
yeah.
I don't know if you knew this, but the Rockford Speedway is closing this summer.
Yes,
75 years.
I have heard that. I have. Well, you know, I'm still hurting that the clock museum went away.
In
Rockford, they had that wonderful clock museum right off of I-90 in that hotel. It was so wonderful, and that's gone. So I haven't gotten over it. But they still have the what I love to call the Cherryvale Mall, because that's what I thought they said at first. It's, of course, the Cherryvale Mall. But they have inclinators, and that was the first time I was ever on an inclinator instead of an escalator.
Okay.
Yes.
Did you ever meet that Jody Deary, the matriarch of that family that was running the Speedway for 75
no,
years?
No, I know exactly who you mean, but no, never did.
Okay. She died in 2022. But they did three laps for her around the track. They did a green lap under the green, and then they did under the white, and then they put her hearse around the third time under the checkered flag. The way she wanted to do it, apparently.
No, that's great. That had been there since like 1947.
Yeah.
And I think Hugh Deary actually had bought it. He didn't start it, but he bought it. And by 66, he was alone in owning it. And then Jody, his widow, had it. But I know it opened like in 48. It was midget cars originally.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, one of my hockey team buddies, he did this trailer racing. So we all went there a couple weekends ago, and that Saturday night, oh my goodness, it must have seemed like there was 100,000 people there, it seemed.
Oh, yeah.
And this trailer racing is crazy. I never heard of it before, but he was one of 41. That you pulled his camper. I've never been to a track like that before, watching cars racing and demolition derby.
Oh yeah! Oh, absolutely! Yes, we had a newsman in Miami who was absolutely a walking pigsty. We entered his car in a demolition derby. So yes, I remember them well.
Well, the highlight of the night, the big highlight that everybody couldn't wait for, was this thing called trailer racing, which is like you pull an old camper trailer,
yeah, figure
like demolition derby
in a figure eight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun to watch. It was fun.
Yeah. They've been doing that for years. Yeah. Speaking of Love Spark, yes.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to get a stab at I would love to have a category, because I've won a couple of contests. I don't know when to call back, but I would love a category sometime.
Well, what category do you want?
Well, I would love if you asked me questions about World War II airplanes.
Okay.
I'm a history nut, and I think that's probably my best category I could get from Rob.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
All right. World War II airplane trivia coming up. And then we have, of course, Johnny D and his hominins. You know that's coming up. John in Huffington, Kentucky, and Covington and Mary Jo and Effingham and Leah in Marcus Hook. And room for you two as soon as I figure out how to do this. And I know you'd think after all this time I would know, but what I forgot to do was hang up on Debbie. So now I've done that, and that frees a line for you at 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Talking.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. All right, who is she? 1966 on Parkway. And what does she have in common with everybody else we're playing? And it's not just the obvious. Well, it should be obvious anyway. So we'll take your guesses on that. But right now, we have Don in Beloit, who likes World War II trivia, airplane aerodynamic, World War II. So, Don, are you ready for your question?
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Okay. So I want to know what the first fighter plane to be used almost exclusively by the Navy and the Marines in the Pacific Theater was. And I'll tell you about it. It was unstable. It was underpowered. It was underarmed. It had a bad rate of climb, poor turning capability. Other than that, it was perfect.
First one. Wow, that sounds like a tough one. I would say, I'm from Buffalo. I would say that sounds like the Buffalo because it was used early on in the war. Yeah. And the Brewster Buffalo, maybe?
Yeah, good enough. The Brewster F2A2 Buffalo. That's right. What was it the predecessor of? This is just for extra credit. You ready, one?
Well, the Navy, you know, the nomenclature, we would go to the F1 probably. But Brewster, boy, that, of course, the Brewster Buffalo was pretty like old by the time.
Pretty awful all the way around. No, that's all right. It was the F4F Wildcat.
Was the predecessor of it?
Yeah, the predecessor. The Buffalo. Really? Yeah, the predecessor of the F4F Wildcat.
Because the Wildcat would have superceded it, like
yes.
With the whole Grumman.
The Brewster Buffalo F4F. Was the predecessor of the F4F.
Oh, the Wildcat. Okay, I misunderstood you. Sorry.
Well, that's all right. But you knew it was the Brewster F2A2 Buffalo. Absolutely right. The Japanese completely outclassed it, except in a dive. In a dive, well, there was some success. Well, you are absolutely right. So hang on. We'll get that address. Don't go away.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. Yeah, the Buffalo, right? Like I say, underpowered, underarmed, poor rate of climb, poor turning capability. Other than that, man, just a smashing success, emphasis on smashing. All right, so, right, I know. And people enlisted in this war? Yes, I'm afraid they did. All right, so we have another 2 hours of trivia coming up. Yeah, we got Johnny D and Leah and John and Mary Jo and Fran and another bumper stumper coming up on WGN Radio.
Tonight with you, for the first time, I have learned what my lips are for. And darling, now that I've kissed you, I am craving to kiss you more. Let me tell you, long after tonight is all over, long after tonight is all gone, I'll be yours. Forever and a day I'm yours. Arms, when I hold you, I can feel that the world is mine. Don't go away, don't you leave me, or I'll cry till the end of time. Let me tell you, long after tonight is all over, long after it's all gone, I'll be yours. Come anything that may, I'm yours.
I'm Raleigh James. Ah, bumper stumpers. Yes, the theme's, well, the over theme is pretty easy, but I want the tails. You can also just tell me who this is, and you win for that right there. 888-876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh. And what are we doing here? I believe Johnny D, yes, the Hominin King, is going to join us. So Johnny D, let's see. Oh, we had our, I should mention before we welcome Johnny D to the show, we should mention that we do have our straggler. Consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want, but the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was 4,000 miles. One of what's? So now, Johnny D in Ohio, what's going on tonight?
Molly James?
Yes, live and in the flesh.
Oh, my God. It's such an honor.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
To be able
next.
To talk to such a huge radio personality.
Yeah, next. All right.
No. I have other things to say. I want to wish Lisa a happy birthday. I'm sure she's no older than 39 years old.
Correct.
All right. And one more thing. Happy Juneteenth, I want to say.
Yes.
And that last bumper, was that Willie Nelson?
No. No.
Wasn't that? Yeah, sounded like him. Mm-hmm. All right. On your trivia question.
Yes.
About the person who traveled 4,000 kilometers or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Traveled 4,000 kilometers to get a record.
Nope. Not to get a record. But I think that would probably be a worthwhile trip. But no.
Jeez, oh man. 4,000 miles?
Yeah, 4,000 miles. Okay. Yeah, for a record, I would think that'd be okay. That's not the right answer, though. But I would think that would be fine.
I think you must be out of your mind.
That's probably true.
All right, go
too.
Ahead. Let's do the hominin. You've been dodging me on that. You dodged me last week.
I have not. You got something else right last week is why you didn't get your hominin question. You didn't need it.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping I'd get it right again this week, too, but
well,
I didn't.
But you didn't. No. And I think we're going to have a Homo erectus question. I don't remember exactly.
No.
What were
you said it was, okay, hominin. You said it was going to be Cro-Magnon.
Oh, like a Cro-Magnon? Well, let me look.
Last week.
All right, then let me look. Yeah, I know, but I'm at a different studio, so I had to reprint them. So let's see if I can get the... I know. Let's see if I can get the Cro-Magnon question. I'm not sure. I think it's from one of these two quizzes, so we'll check. You may not get Cro-Magnon this week, but you may. Let's see.
Probably I've been studying my Cro-Magnon all week.
Good.
Because you told me it was Cro-Magnon.
Well, I didn't realize I wouldn't be there.
Jeez, man. Well, you cheated.
I know. It was a last-minute thing, and I just ran out. So let's see. I know it was going to be something like Cro-Magnon. I don't know why that's not on either of these, because I thought both of these were what I had last week. But apparently they're not. So I don't have a Cro-Magnon question. I'll check again, but I don't believe so. We got a lot of hominins, though. Hominins, I should say.
Right.
Yeah.
Hominin.
Yeah, I guess
with an I-N.
Yes, with an I-N, according to Oxford University Press. So, and they know right. They know more than I do about this. God knows anybody does. So
they know more than me too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, remember they have the answer, so it really helps. So let's see. Here's more Homo sapiens. Wasn't Homo sapiens? It was Cro-Magnon, wasn't it? All right. Well, yeah. Remember,
Homo sapiens was a Cro-Magnon.
Well, yeah, it's true too. But no.
Cro-Magnons were Homo sapiens.
Well, they were, but that wasn't the question. Let's see. Well, our Cro-Magnon is going to have to stay where he is for another week, and next week I'll ask you the question because I'll be back at the studio with the Cro-Magnons, so to speak. Unfortunately, in this case, I don't have them.
I want to compliment the guy who knew the airplanes. Man, I tell you, he knows his airplanes.
Yeah, that was
amazing. I was going to say shuffle off to Buffalo and Buffalo Bill Cody. Yeah. You were talking about.
Yeah. All right. So let's see what we can do about at least Homo erectus.
What about him?
All right. The possibility that Homo erectus.
Wait a minute, Raleigh. Let me interrupt you, please.
Go ahead.
I want to say one thing.
Uh-oh.
I want to say one thing because one of the people that I watch concerning Homo sapiens and the word Homo, that's Latin for human.
Yes,
so
I know.
It's not like I'm.
No, I think everybody knows that. So if they don't, well, then let them wallow in their own lack of intellect, and we'll just move back to Homo erectus. The Homo erectus possessed an aesthetic sense that may have created art, and it is suggested by A, the size of their brains with a mean brain size slightly larger than modern humans. B. Cave paintings and elaborate burials with numerous grave goods at the Trinil site. C. Recovery of a shell at the Trinil site with an intentionally engraved series of lines. D. All of the above.
Okay. They did have a larger brain, I believe. Oh, no, Homo erectus, larger than a Homo sapien?
Larger than modern humans.
Modern humans. Hmm. Nah, I don't think Homo sapien had larger than modern. I mean,
Homo erectus. Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, your answer for this particular question is some shell that they found, I think, in Italy. Somewhere in Italy, maybe.
Well, you're right. It was the shell at the Trinil site.
You're right, the shell at the Trinil site. Where's the Trinil site at?
Wherever Trinil is. I think that it's not there now, but it was in Indonesia then.
Oh, Indonesia?
Yeah.
All right, Homo erectus scratched some shells, and you know what it looked like?
No.
I think I know that shell. Looked like they did a tic-tac-toe pattern on that shell.
I wonder who won.
I don't know. Probably Thor. Thor won.
Well, yeah, it's a good one. Yes, yes. All right. I'm looking now at the shell. It's hard really to tell.
It's got like pyramids on it. Pyramids.
Yeah, well, so that was the famous discovery in 1891, I guess, originally of Java Man was there. So that's the Trinil site. That's where Java Man was. All right. Well, very good. You know your...
I want that
Cro-Magnon.
Cro-Magnon.
Yes, you'll get that next week. So hang on and we'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right, so let's see. Do I need to review anything at the moment? Yeah, right. Where am I? Consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want, but the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. Buy one of what? 4,000 miles. What do you think? All right. And otherwise, we have bumper stumpers. Yeah. All right. So Fran and Austin's going to take a guess at one of them. So Fran, what'd you hear you know?
Dobie Gray.
Absolutely. Out on the floor. 1965 on the Charger label.
Yeah, I just recognized that, because it kind of had Shades of In Crowd in it.
Wow.
Well, sounded...
Oh, so you're not that familiar with the record?
No, I'm not. I just knew the artist.
You absolutely did, yes. And, of course, it was before the In Crowd, a year before, on the Charger label. So you are a winner.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Well, I like him anyway. I like his version of Rose Garden.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was, pretty good. I couldn't stand the other one, but I liked that one.
Well, what can we say about Lynn Anderson? But
right. But
yeah, actually,
anyway,
I could say a lot.
Fan of his anyway. So
now that she's no longer alive, I probably could get away with saying it all. All right. Well, you. Oh man, that's right. And her husband isn't alive anymore. I could say all sorts of things. Anyway, we'll just.
I'd be interested to hear that.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, I got to check to see whether one of the other players is alive. But if not, yeah, I can tell you about that. In the meantime, you are a winner, so don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye. So, yeah, I gotta look up Johnny Cash's brother. All right, so, yeah, because he's in the story, too. All right, now, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. We'll see what Leah in Marcus Hook has to say for her bad self. What's going on tonight, Leah?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Yeah, well, I can't complain.
I wanted to guess on the trivia question, if I could.
Of course.
I think it's probably something like art or like a painting or sculpture.
It is not a painting or a sculpture.
Is it concert tickets?
It is not concert tickets.
Okay, those are my only two guesses.
Okay, well, they're fine guesses. They're just not right. But if you think of some more, you're welcome to try it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And Mary Jo is in Effingham. So, Mary Jo, what do you think?
I'm thinking it's a certain breed of dog or cat.
Nice, but not right.
All right.
Okay. My guess.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. It would be worth traveling 4,000 miles for your perfect dog, I think. Or cat, if you lean that way. We'll get to John and his TV trivia come 60s. I tell you, TV trivia come. You can have your own category if you know anything, as we prove. Right? Well, with hominins, what else? That's the piece de resistance of categories, that's for sure. What else could we top it with? So we'll have another bumper stumper coming up, all in the same theme. And yes, the general theme is easy. The specific theme, a little harder, and we'll see how you do on that. And like I say, our straggler, and when you get our straggler, we'll got another question for you. If you don't get our straggler, well, we'll reveal it at the end of the show, about an hour and a half from now. But the straggler consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want. But the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. What? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who are they? 1967 on the Sandbag label. Not making that up. And it was a New Jersey group. They're actually four white kids fronted by a black singer. And who were they? 888-876-5593. And what do they have in common with everything else we've been playing? Be specific. All right, so with that in mind, John is in Covington. Hello, John. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Raleigh, before we start, I have to tell you before I forget, when you play the thinking music...
Yeah.
Okay. I of all the things to remember, that was the second day of typing class. That's the exact same music the teacher would play for typing class.
That's funny.
J-U space, J-U space, J-U space.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's Noisy Clock by the Lawrence Keys Trio. Yes, absolutely. All right.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Well, very, very good. You remember Western film action star Alan Rocky Lane? Well, in the 60s, it was his voice you heard on television. On what series? Who was he?
Mm.
Just his voice, but so recognizable.
Could it be The Odd Couple?
No, it's a central theme of the show, and you're only hearing his voice.
Oh, let's see. Whew.
You can do
play
this.
Play the thinking music.
Play the thinking music. All right, I can
teasing.
Do that. I'd be happy to do that. I can do that. You can think about it all you want.
All
like
right.
I say, you didn't see him, but you heard him.
Well, shoot. I give up.
Well, Alan Rocky Lane was a horse, of course, Mr. Ed.
Oh, Lord. Oh, boy. Yes.
Yeah.
Dope I am.
Yeah.
Okay, Rocky. Raleigh.
Yeah, that was Rocky Lane playing the part of Mr. Ed.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. That's right. And, of course, Mr. Ed was Bamboo Harvester, a wonderful horse. And, that was the deal. And if you were wondering, Bamboo Harvester was not harmed in the filming. It was a harmless substance with a consistency similar to peanut butter. And the horse, of course, would try to remove the substance, and by doing so was moving his lips. And that was synced with Alan Lane's voice and Rocky, and that had a talking horse. And as far as a Bamboo Harvester, he lived to a ripe old age of 19, but sadly had to be put down in 1970 after arthritis and kidney problems got the best of him, and a number of other age-related illnesses. But the rest of his life he lived idyllically, so to speak. So I don't know about Rocky. I don't know if he lived idyllically or not. I'd have to look up Alan Lane to tell you that. So 888-876-5593. We're going to do Mark and Aurora, the original Star Trek trivia. Well, that's always fun. And also Stacy Algonquin is going to want to guess on our question that we've thrown out. Yeah, consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want, but the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was 4,000 miles. One of what? And like I say, we started that question last week, so at the end of next hour, it will be revealed if you don't get it. Now, if you do get it, well, we got another question for you. That, you know, it's funny, last week, of course, I thought the questions were really hard, and man, you just ate me alive. You got like five or six of them right away. This one, I thought, I'd had it around for a long time. I thought, oh, well, that's going to go quickly. And it hasn't. So it proves that I have absolutely no idea about any of this. The only reason I know the answers is they are right in front of my eyes. That's right. So that's why I don't play, because I'd be cheating. But I got another bumper stumper coming up with a well-known artist. Well-known to those of us who like this kind of music anyway. All of our bumpers tonight have been recorded between 1964 and 68, actually. That has absolutely nothing to do with our theme. So that's where we'll pick it up right here. In moments, right there on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia, so again, if it's Friday night, please don't call. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show. But if it's Monday night, by all means, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. So who's that? It's a well-known artist, actually, and should make our theme somewhat apparent, but of course, we want specifics on that theme. All right, so we have our question, which will retire at the end of next hour if you don't get it. Consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want, but the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. 4,000 miles to buy what? All right, so with that in mind, we have concluded our 60s TV trivia, and we are moving directly to Mark and Aurora with his Star Trek trivia. So how's it going, Mark?
Good evening. I'm mellow and contented, and I had a question about, I missed the earliest part of last week's show. What was the trivia question about left-handers?
Well, that was the answer, I think, actually.
But
you want to know what the question was. So, you can always go to Raleigh.net. They're all listed right there. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that yet.
Well, rolly.net.
No, on my iPhone. Totally
on anything. On anything. If it's got a web browser, just type it in there. All right, so here is the deal. If you're male, you're twice as likely as females to be left-handed.
Yeah.
That was that one.
Yeah. Well, another night I'll have to tell you about a cassette I listened to by a psychologist who did research on left-handed people, and I felt like if I'd been taking private journals, he would have been reading them.
All right.
Everything he said about left-handers was true. I am one.
All right.
But, okay.
The original Star Trek series.
Yeah.
All righty. Well,
hopefully
you know,
I won't get another one wrong.
I don't know. This question comes courtesy of John, who knew this off the top of his head.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, episodes of the original Star Trek series were adopted for photo novels. They used stills taken from the TV shows. So, and captioned them, obviously. So, what I want to know, which was the first episode they adapted?
Have no idea. I would only be guessing.
Well, go ahead. What the hell?
Okay. What about Where No Man Has Gone Before?
City on the Edge of Forever.
Yes. The one with Edith Keeler and the whole business of altered time.
Well, there you are.
I love that episode, and the thing is that when the episode was finally aired, it really wasn't the way that the original writer wrote it.
But, well, I'm sure the photo novel wasn't either, but apparently it had some nice stills.
Well, in I Am Not Spock, Leonard Nimoy said that he considered that episode the best work between him and William Shatner as far as acting goes.
Well, well, so there you have it. We will talk to you next week for trivia.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right. So there's your Star Trek question. And in fact, John left me, what is this here? This is 16 pages of color photos from Starlog number 1, the premiere issue, August. Yes. We have Building the Bionic Woman behind the scenes, The Future of Space, 1999. Will the changes help? All right, David Bowie's new sci-fi movie, the latest news, and Star Trek, complete guide to all 79 episodes. So there you have it. Well, 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. All right, so what exactly are we doing? We are talking to Shelley from Chicago, who's going to take a guess on our 4,000 miles. What did somebody travel 4,000 miles to buy?
Yeah, hi. So I didn't listen last week, so I don't know if this was guessed already, but it occurred to me it might be a Beanie Baby.
You know, that would make sense. It's not, though, but that would make sense.
Okay.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, so yeah, that would. It wouldn't have made sense, sure. I think people would do almost anything. Yeah, I remember I was in Edmonton when the Beanie Babies were really big, and I got a call from someone in Philadelphia. You're in Edmonton? Yeah, I am. Well, I want the Canadian Beanie Baby. I'm like, what? And so, yeah, they had one. Anyway, 888-876-5593 would be 8888-RALEIGH. And Stacy is in Algonquin. What's happening tonight, Stacy?
Hi, RALEIGH. Oh, just a little bit sick.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
I think I had the air on too much, and I just caught a little cold.
Oh. Well, hopefully you'll be back to feeling wonderful in no time.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I would like your question. What about a motorbike?
Nope.
What about a special type of doll?
No dolls. No dolls.
No dolls. What about a part for a car?
Nope.
What about a bicycle?
Nope.
Um, A dining room set?
Nope. Man, that'd be a dedicated designer, that's for sure. Tell you what. No.
What about a particular dog?
Nope, no dogs.
Could I have, I would like a trivia question from the Cary Grant movie, North by Northwest.
Okay, you're being very specific. Hang on, don't go away. We'll find one. All right, so we'll get North by Northwest coming up. I told you you can be specific, and she is. Let's see what Cleveland and Dennis has to say, because he, as Ray, picked out his category, and I think we can go there. So, hello, Dennis. How's it going?
Good. Since I already won tonight on the
on the bumper
stumper, I'm not gonna guess or anything, but I know that voice is GM, and we'll leave it at that. However, I would like to guess it's non-motorized. How about a horse?
No.
Okay. Now I want to play. This is we got the triple header going here. I want to play International Commercial Ports of the World. You tell me the name of the port, and I'll tell you where it's at.
I have to tell you the name of the port. I was thinking perhaps I would be giving you locations of some sort. But all right.
Either way, I'll do so.
Let's see what we can do. Well, let's just be really easy.
Sure.
Let's talk about the port of.
I like.
Let's talk about the port of Hamburg. It's a seaport on what river?
Oh, I thought it would be the country of Germany, but I'll say the Rhine.
No, it's on the Elbe, ELBE.
Well,
110 kilometers from the North Sea.
Okay, that's not at the port though.
Well, it claims it is. Yeah. I couldn't begin to tell you. This is fun trivia for what it's worth. You got to take it up with them.
Well, give me another fun question, please.
All right, I will. This is definitely commercial. Where is the busiest container port in the United States?
Long Beach, California.
Los Angeles, it says. The Port of Los Angeles. Yeah. The Port of Long Beach. The Port of Long Beach is second. No, they're not the same.
Well, they're known geographically the same.
Nope.
Similar, but not quite the same as New York and New Jersey's Port of New York.
Right. Well, no, we got the Port of Long Beach is second, and Port of Los Angeles is first.
Been there. Thank you.
All right.
I'll try harder next time.
I'm counting on it. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, so it's been the biggest container port for decades, and it is situated adjacent to America's second biggest port, which is the Port of Long Beach. And they're obviously run by two separate cities, and Los Angeles, the port would, Long Beach is a city unto itself, and the port in Los Angeles, I'm trying to think of what that area is called. I can't right now off the top of my head give it to you, but I do know. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Stacy's trivia, North by Northwest, is, I can't even say it, but I can look it up, is coming up next along with another bumper stumper right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's another bumper stumper. Who is it? All right, and with that in mind, we want the theme. The overall theme should be easy as can be, but I want a specific of it. And so far, we've got nothing. Well, we got another hour to go after this. But Stacy wanted trivia about the movie North by Northwest, and I am here to oblige, so okay. And specifically, she wanted Cary Grant trivia. So you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, while on location at Mount Rushmore, Eva Marie Saint discovered that Cary Grant would do this. What?
He would play dead.
No, he charged 15 cents to his fans for an autograph.
Oh. I thought it was something for, oh.
Yeah. She was aghast at that. But actually, it makes kind of sense, since a lot of people ask for no good reason. At least if they were chalking out 15 cents, maybe they'd really want it.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Well, there you go. I mean, if you're going to be specific about movies, I'm going to be specific about questions. All right.
I'll try again.
I hope so. Thanks, Stacy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. So, 15 cents. I don't know what that would be in today's dollars. All right, so let's see what we have here. I believe Mark is in Chandler. Mark, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how about your bad self?
I think people are maybe overthinking. They're guessing things that can be shipped easily. And while this can also be shipped, I'm thinking something like food, specifically pizza.
It is not pizza. That's dedication beyond what I do, but I can certainly relate. No.
Okay, I was definitely going a food route.
All right, well, look for other direction and call me back.
Fair enough.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. Yeah, pizza. Almost going to get me hungry here. So, let's see. Are we going to... I thought we were going to do some bumper guesses, but I don't think so. We're going to do some charts with Gary in Austin and Stephanie in Madison. Karen in Chicago's got some guesses, though. So, Karen, what do you think?
Hi. First, can I take a guess at that last bumper?
Yeah.
I'm probably wrong, but it sounds to me like Four Tops.
No. They'd be very impressed, but no.
Sorry. Okay. I have four trivia guesses.
I'm ready.
Okay, antique furniture.
Next.
Old coins.
Next.
A skateboard.
Next.
Surfboard.
Next.
I'm wrong.
Well, if you think of something else, call me back.
Thank you anyway.
Right. Appreciate it.
Have a great night. Your show is fantastic.
Always good to hear from you. Thanks. So Karen will call back if she has more guesses, and hopefully you will too if something emerges. And if we don't get a winner at the end of next hour, we will reveal. So Barb in Lake Bluff wants a guess. What do you think, Barb?
I think it's a mail order bride.
You know, that might be worth 4,000 miles, but that's not it.
Oh, darn. Okay, so one of the bumper stumpers, You Don't Love Me, Epitome of Sound.
How do you know that?
It's just a song that I remember from way back.
Wow. Well, I'm ultra impressed. It is the Epitome of Sound on the Sandbag label. Absolutely. Where did you hear that? Was it on the radio anywhere?
Yeah, it was on the radio a long time ago.
Where, like on WVON? I mean, who played that?
No, like WLS or something.
Really? They must have been paid. I mean, who said that? All right. All right, good deal. Well, you're a winner.
Thanks.
Hold on. Don't go away. It takes forever to get a prize. It's not worth the postage, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want, so probably before the end of the year. But hang on. We'll get that address. All right, so
thanks.
We are terrible about mailing, and we were going to improve our wanton ways this year. John and I both said, we're going to get these prizes out earlier, and then he had a stroke. So we didn't. And we, the end of the year, it'll come soon enough. We'll get them together. So, yeah. So we're like, as radio station owners, we have to do quarterly reports for our public files. And I always say, I'm going to have this done well in advance, and the end of the quarter is coming up again, and not a word. All right, well, we'll get that. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, do we have time to, well, at least start charts, I think. So, Stephanie in Madison, welcome back to WGN.
Hey, Raleigh, yay. By the way, I heard you mention your Magic Twanger. Are you a Froggy the Gremlin fan?
Yeah, oh, yeah, right. Well, Magic Twanger from, Hiya from the TV show.
Oh, God, my husband discovered, he loved it as a kid, and his brother did, too. His brother had one of those Froggy toys.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, anyway, hey, glad to talk to you. I'm loving the show. Yeah. One guess at the trivia question, and then I'm loving the charts, but would it be a movie prop?
It would not.
Okay. All right. Not a comic book either?
Not a comic book.
Okay. All right. So, charts we do, right?
We're going to do July of 1960. Good.
Yep.
A decent year, actually. One where I'm going to know all these records. All right. Number one, Everybody Somebody's Fool.
Connie Francis.
Number two, Alley-Oop.
The Hollywood Argyles.
Number three, I'm Sorry.
That'd be Brenda Lee.
Number four, Because They're Young.
Because they're young. Oh, God.
Instrumental.
Instrumental. Yep. Dwayne Eddy.
Yes. Number five, Kathy's Clown.
The Everly Brothers.
Number six, That's All You Gotta Do.
That's All You Gotta Do. Oh, man, I'm blanking on that one.
Well,
yep,
you already said it.
Oh. Oh, God.
That's All You Gotta Do. On Decca.
Right. Okay. Oh, Brenda Lee.
Yeah. Number seven, Burning Bridges.
Jack Scott.
Yeah. Number eight, My Hometown.
My Hometown, man.
Yeah. Not one of my favorites. Never liked
My Hometown.
Favorite. On ABC Paramount.
I'm pulling a blank. That one I don't know.
It's to your credit, it's Paul Anka. We'll pick up the last two right after the news. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
I'll be right there.
And
all right.
It's the wee bitchin' hour, so I got to stop talking right now on WGN Radio.
First time I called you, girl, they say you wasn't home. And the second time I tried it, they say you want to be left alone. We had a lover's quarrel, yes we did, like all lovers do. I'm ready to make up.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? That's our bumper stumper. And yeah, there's an overall theme, but then a specific theme I'm looking for. But hey, I'll take the artist right now as far as that goes. Although, Epitome of Sound, that was darn good. That's the most impressive yet. So we have our question, which will be revealed at the end of the night tonight. Consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want, but the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. One of what's? All right, now we're talking to Stephanie and Madison. We've been doing July of 1960, and we're counting down the chart, and we got Connie Francis and the Hollywood Argyles and Brenda Lee, a couple of Brenda Lees, and Dwayne Eddy and the Everly Brothers and Jack Scott. And number eight, it was to Stephanie's credit that she didn't remember that Paul Anka did My Hometown. And we pick it up right there, Stephanie, with number 999. And you'll know this, Mule Skinner Blues.
Oh, my God, the Fendermen.
Absolutely. And number 10, A Rockin' Good Way.
Oh, that's Dinah Washington and Brooke Benton.
I'm afraid so, but tell me about the original. You're right, by the way, but do you know the original?
No, but I get so tired of all that shucking and jiving that they're doing. It's like so, it's on that song, but no, I do not. Who did the original?
Oh, Priscilla Bowman and the Spaniels? Oh,
ooh,
man, I got to find
that. Be good.
I'll find that for you so you can hear it.
I love it. Hey, I have a request, and I don't know if you want to continue on. I know you got other people clamoring to get on, too, but I love that year of 1960. I definitely do, especially the summer. But
yeah.
I have a request. Can you play Boy Trouble by the Revlons?
Oh, wow. Absolutely. Let me write this down. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I love that one. Love it.
Let's see here. Of course, I have not written anything down on this file except Rock and Good Way, so I hope it's the original. If not, I'll find it in a minute. But this should be what I'm talking about.
But in my hometown, I told you it's very forgettable.
If you're gonna give me good kisses like that, don't come around tomorrow and take them back. For that's a kissing good way.
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 Ooh.
Mess around and fall in love.
Don't mess around. Don't mess around.
If you're gonna start out hugging me tight, don't mess around with me, baby, hug me right. Oh, that's a hugging good way.
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 That's a hugging good way. Mess around and fall in love.
Yeah, that's the way it was supposed to sound.
Oh, that is fantastic. That is way, way, way better. I mean, I didn't mind Brooke and Dinah. I mean, I love them both for different songs, but I had my own set of lyrics for we won't say what they are.
Yeah. But that's Priscilla Bowman on the Abner label from 1958.
Oh, that is fantastic. Oh, that is great.
Yeah, I know. The first time I heard the Brooke Benton Dinah, I saw, oh, I know what they're trying to do. But
So
I don't know. When I look at the writer credit, it's really interesting because we've got, Clyde Otis is a partial writer, which is not unexpected, but Benton, I assume that's Brooke Benton. And I think to myself, wow, he has writing credits and Priscilla Bowman just did him shame. You know, I mean, this is so much better.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I think that the two of them wrote fairly often together. But the cover... Just kind of, it's like, why don't you guys quit the shucking and jiving and just sing the damn song? God.
Well, now you can look up Priscilla Bowman and hear it all you want.
Oh, it's awesome. Oh, it is so awesome. It is, yes. And I'm loving the bumpers. I don't know who they are, but I'm enjoying them.
Yeah, they're all from a very short period of time, 64 to 68, so all in those years, and they all have something in common and then something within what's in common.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, you've probably got people lining up to talk to you, my dear, so I will hang up and
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
You betcha. Take care.
Right, thanks. All right. So, John, add to Stephanie's stash, she certainly was right on her top 10. She only missed one, so that certainly is a win. So, Stephanie did it again. We're going to do charts again, this time with Gary in Austin. Hey, Gary, how's it going?
Well, hey, Raleigh, I really feel pressure now after following Stephanie, you know, because she just always runs them, so.
Well, you do, too.
I'm a little nervous.
No short shrift there. You almost get them all the time, so.
Well, I try my best, and I want to say first, I really enjoyed talking with Johnny the other day.
And he enjoyed talking with really you, too, so we'll do that again.
Yeah, I enjoyed doing it, and, there's so many things about Houston radio I could ask him. So.
Yeah. All right, so you're ready for June of 1965.
I'm ready.
All right, so we'll do June 19th, 1965.
Uh-huh.
Number one, I Can't Help Myself.
Four Tops.
Number two, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Birds.
Number three, Woolly Bully.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Number four, Crying in the Chapel.
Elvis Presley makes me cry when I hear it.
Well, that's right. It does me, too. you knew by then he was really going downhill. There were no questions.
Yeah.
Number five, Back in My Arms Again. So Satisfied. Back in My Arms Again. No, you're going to get this. I know you will. It was number one the week before.
Supremes.
Yes, of course. I knew you'd get that. All right. Number six.
What's left of my mind temporarily.
Yeah. Number six, we're talking British Invasion. So, of course, they dish out our old R&B right back to us. So, number six, Wonderful World. On MGM.
Wonderful World. I keep now thinking about the Louis Armstrong song.
Oh, God. No.
Herman's Hermits.
You're absolutely right. Number seven, Help Me, Rhonda.
Beach Boys.
Number eight, Engine, number nine.
And the Flaming Embers, I think.
No. Engine, number nine in 1965. It's not R&B. You can you can absolutely do this. I know you can.
I'm trying to think who that is. Friends.
Yeah. Coming down the railroad line. How much further did she get off? Yeah, you can do this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I warned her of the dangers. Don't speak to strangers.
I can hear it in my mind.
Yeah. I don't.
Tell me who it is.
I don't think she loves me anymore. Engine, number nine. I don't think she loves me anymore.
Yeah, so disheartening.
Oh, it is. Yeah, I don't think she loves me anymore. That'd be Roger Miller.
Yeah, okay, it would. That's right, right. Yeah, I hear it now, the guitar in the beginning and all that, sure.
All right, number nine, For Your Love. I'd give you everything and more, and that's for sure.
Yardbirds.
Yes. Number ten, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte.
Patty Page.
Yes, I'm afraid so, yes. If that didn't make you jump up to turn the station, nothing did. Oh man.
I got a lot of good arm exercise.
Exactly. Yes, I know. The Indoor Olympics lunged to change the station. Yes, absolutely.
Even riding in my father's car, he got arm exercises hitting the button for somebody else.
Yeah, but yes, absolutely. And the damn thing was a hit. Well. Well, as usual, you are a winner.
All right.
All right, hang on, don't go away.
I appreciate it.
All right, good deal. So that's it, 1965. Yes, okay. So, very good. Now, for our question, which was a straggler from last week and proving I don't know how to pick them because I thought this would go immediately. Consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want, but the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. Bono Watts. Rose is in Tinley Park. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself, Rose?
I'm doing good, thank you.
What do you think?
Well, I think it's a house.
It is not, but that's a lovely guess.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thanks for trying. All right, so good deal. And you can have up to, half a dozen guesses each time you call if you want them. But Lori in New Mexico? All right. So, Lori, are you in New Mexico? Lori?
I am.
Where?
Yeah. In Corrales. It's a little small town north of Albuquerque.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, very good. Yeah. Well, I assume you're listening online.
I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know we got a good signal on 720 AM, but not that good.
Oh, no. My guess was a Persian or a Turkish rug.
That's a nice guess. It's not right, but it's a wonderful guess.
Oh, can I ask you a question while I have you on the phone?
Anything you want.
I haven't heard James from the South Side. Is everything okay with
him? Yeah, as far as I know, because he sends me the absolute best links. So hopefully he'll call tomorrow night. But now that you mention it, I don't think I got any this weekend, but this weekend's kind of been a blur. I really didn't check email. But no, he's been sending me like hundreds of links. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I try to listen to you every other night or whatever.
That's great.
But I haven't heard him.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he definitely sends links, and he's called a couple times, and we ran out of time to talk to him, but hopefully tomorrow night we will make it a point to do that. So, all right, you're not far from Sandia Peak, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm, right there.
Yeah, wonderful tower site. Lots of towers.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right, good deal. Call me again. Thank you.
I sure will. All right. Bye-bye, Raleigh.
All right, bye. Yeah, Sandia Pete's one of the nice ones. And yeah, I collect tower sites. I like tower sites. Sometimes I don't like driving to them, depending. There's a beautiful site in El Paso, but the drive, oh my dear God. But and then, of course, in Phoenix, South Mountain is a dream because it's paved all the way up there, which is just amazing. And lots of towers, but yeah, I like towers. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And if you have your own category, sky is the limit on that. You know something about something. I know you do. And again, a half hour from now, I'll reveal it if you don't guess it. So this is the time to think about it and let me know. Consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want. But the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was 4,000 miles. What? All right. So I will give you a hint. A 16-year-old bought it. All right. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Another bumper stumper is coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Before you pack that bag,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and well, who are they? 1967 on the Wise World label. Bet you can't name anything on that. But if so, maybe this is the one you can name. Who are they? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. So consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want. But the longest distance ever traveled to buy this was almost 4,000 miles. By what? One of what's? All right. So it's you don't have to be specific to tell me which one. Just one of what's. I need the category. And somewhat specific, you know. Don't say, it's vegetable. No, don't go there. Be a little more specific than that. Mineral. Karen in Chicago, welcome to WGN.
Hi. I'm going to try again. A sports item?
Well, see, you can't do that to me. You got to be a little more specific than that.
Okay, I'll go with a football.
Nope.
A video game.
Nope.
A baseball?
Nope.
Oh, boy. I don't know. A giant computer.
Nope.
Nope. I don't know. Thanks for letting me try.
All right, well, think of it, and you might be able to come up with something else.
I'll try.
All right.
Thank you.
So, yeah, what's the deal? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Yeah, Tommy Hunt turned 90 yesterday. Yeah, from the Flamingos. And, of course, Human, and born in Pittsburgh in 1933. And, moved to Chicago when he got out of reform school. I'm not making that up. And I think his crime was devotion to music. And there you can have that. But so it is that 90. Happy birthday to Tommy Hunt. Carol did a lot of show prep, and I haven't even had time to print it out yet, so I want to see exactly what's going on with that. But in the meantime, I have plenty of time to come up with questions, and even more time if you have a special category you want. Come on, you know something about something. So pick your category, any category you would like. And yes, our bumper stumper theme should start to be apparent. Like I say, there's a general overview theme, and then there's a specific. And I will reveal it at the end of the show tonight. And we have another half hour to do this. And also, if you don't get Mistraggler, well, I'm revealing that as well. And then we'll start with a fresh question next week. Of course, if you do get Mistraggler, we'll start with a fresh question right now. It is Monday Night Trivia. It's probably late in the game to again remind you that if it is Friday night, do not call. Friday night, we replay Monday Night Trivia. So if you're ever listening on Friday night, sit back, listen, enjoy the show and all that. And then mark your calendars for Monday. Because Mondays from 10 to 1 Central Time at night, we get together and play trivia. And as I say, somebody knows something about something. You know, I mean, all of us have that little knowledge, if you will, that category where you say, I know all about that. Well, ask about it, and we'll come up with a question for you. We'll get to Carol, who is a first-time caller. John's been screening her, and I've been trying to just prattle on until we can talk to her, because I'd like to do that before the news. So we'll find, she's in Lombard. We'll find out as soon as John puts her on hold. We'll have her on the air so that she doesn't have to wait through the news, because most first-time callers won't, you know. All right, so here we go. Carol is our first-time caller in Lombard. Welcome to WGN Radio. What do you think, Carol?
I was thinking Cabbage Patch Dolls.
Nice, but not right.
Okay, thank you.
But thank you for trying, and please call me again.
I will. Thanks.
I appreciate it. All right, so that's where we'll pick it up right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? It's on the famed Washpan label. Yeah, I'm not making that up. Yeah, you really got to wonder when they're naming things. Well, what do you think? It's going to be a little record label. We're here in Detroit, right at Cadillac Power. What do you think we should name it? How about Washpan? I can't imagine. I'm sure there's a story there somewhere. And to make it confusing, the group here that we've played had a lead singer, the singer you will remember well, hopefully, if you're into obscure R&B, Gina Washington. Well, the label was owned by Gina Washington, but not the same one. The label was owned by Gino, G-I-N-O, not Gino, G-E-N-O, the singer. All right, so there's a little bit of trivia for you. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, so who are they with all that preface? And the group was 1968 on Washpan, right? 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want. But the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. One of what's? All right, so Sherry is in Naperville. Welcome to WGN Radio. Sherry, speak to me.
What studio are you in? Because you said you...
I'm in Globe tonight.
Located.
Yeah, I'm in Globe tonight.
Is that in your original?
Yeah, that's right. That's one of the radio station studios, exactly.
So that must be mean. John's getting extremely well.
No, John's in the other room, and this is not a good day for John. But he's risen to the occasion anyway. And we had to come back here because once a month on one of my stations, I host a talk show with the County Board of Supervisors. Don't you know? Gila County.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, had to talk about road construction and fires, and we had a fire a block away here. So we talked about it and the fact that people, abandon their houses and don't cut their lawns, and then the neighborhood burns down.
Oh, what fun.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'd like to guess on the trivia.
All right.
And then I want to make a comment afterwards.
Okay.
So the 4,000 miles, when you said... Do the category or whatever.
Yeah, one of these.
But you don't have to say which one.
So no, you don't.
My first guess was a Fabergé egg, because I know they all get
Oh, my God. No, it's not that.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be worth traveling for.
No, it's a common product. The rest of us don't go far.
Oh, so it's not Middle European history?
No. We've all bought them. There's okay. Not a person listening who hasn't bought one.
Oh, wow. All right, well, I think there's some that didn't buy one, but I'm going to guess a diamond?
Nope.
Okay, so not a person that hasn't bought one. That takes out my Stradivarius violin.
Yeah, you're absolutely right that very few of us have done that.
let's see. Oh, and that might take out the blue pearls from, I don't remember what country, Philippines?
Mm-mm.
How about a piano baby grand or something
Mm-mm.
like that?
No, we haven't all bought that.
No, I know that.
Yeah, so
we've all bought
okay, one.
Okay,
all of us.
That
I mean,
part, that part. Yeah, now you've just thrown a wrench into my guesses because everything else was something that somebody might not think of. Oh. Not everybody's bought a fur coat, because I was thinking ermine is rare.
Oh, yeah, ermine is nice, but no, it's not. It's not. It changes colors and all. Well, not on the coat, but on the animal.
Does it?
On the animal, yeah, but not on the coat.
I did not know that.
What? Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I say definitely
it's
not on the coat.
Of animals.
Yeah, but on the animal, yes.
Okay, we've all bought one. Oh, a mushroom of sort, like a truffle?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think of common things now.
Yes.
Some kind of fruit, like a kumquat?
No.
All right. I think that's my six. But I wanted to suggest, because I love you both, I will opt out. I haven't won anything this year. But if I do... I will opt out and for prizes, and anybody else who agrees with me.
No.
I think you spent like $17 on postage. I would be willing to sacrifice any prizes and find the median or the average postage price and donate it to something, whether it's for the blind or for... what do you call it? Stroke research or whatever you guys fancy. I'm opting out and I'm donating anything I win so you guys don't have to go through extra hassle this year.
Well, that's very kind of you. But we're gonna feel up to it by the end of the year, I'm sure. And the sad part will be, Scotty's package
was... Well, if it's fun for you, yeah. I just
It's just important. Poor Scotty, his package was over $35 and he said it was worth every dime. And I'm like, I know what's in the package. It was not worth any dimes.
It was worth it emotionally and everything else to him.
Yeah,
That's the point.
That I get.
Eh.
All right.
Okay.
Good
but
deal.
I'm just saying, if it comes down to things get tough, you always say, I don't know where people get their time.
Yeah.
No problem.
Well, thank you. That's very generous of you. Appreciate that.
No, I feel for all you both.
All right. Well, we will.
And I feel for Scotty, too.
Yeah.
But he's doing good now. I don't want to have a burden on you.
No.
And the people that don't opt out, like the lady who called the station and complained that she didn't get her gift after like 2 weeks. You know, that was kind of just leave them on the list and mail.
All right. Well, good deal. Thank
you. It's just a suggestion.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. You both take care.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Good deal.
All right.
Yeah.
Good night.
No, I know people love getting the prizes, so that's very, very generous of Sherry, but we will do the mailing. I don't hold us to win, but we will do the mailing. All right, so let's see. We have, let's see. Oh, Tommy in Chicago wants to take a guess on our theme, so Tommy, what do you think?
Hello, Riley. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Starving to this music, the beach music.
Yeah, no, it's not beach music, but it is something else.
Yeah, I got a question. I only knew the Frank Wilson one, but it's a theme that they all charted overseas, but never charted here.
That's a great theme. Else. It's not, but that's a great theme.
Whoa, I missed. Hey. Glad to hear you. I'm so glad that I enjoyed this show. And I don't want to miss the Scotty thing you want to do.
Oh, yeah?
You do the calls.
Yeah. No, you won't. And what I'll also, when I put that together, it'll probably be a little while, but when I put that together, I'll also make sure it's online so you can download it.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Riley.
Good deal. Thanks for calling.
Hope you all feel better.
All right. Appreciate that.
God bless.
So, there you go.
Good job. Thanks.
Yeah. So, right track, wrong horse, as far as Tommy's guessed, but they all have this in common, generally, and this in common specifically. So what are they? So we've got Dave in Morris, Illinois. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. How's it going? I got this guess for your trivia question. I think somebody already kiboshed it, though. It was a banana?
It is not a banana. No one guessed banana yet, so you're the first, but not a banana.
Oh, good. It's, you know, the blight took them out, so there's only one place on the planet they grow now, the old kind.
Ah. Well, nobody traveled for it. Somebody probably did. I just don't know who they are.
Yeah, well, all right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right, so there you have it. Bananas. Yes, good source of potassium. All right, so we'll see what Karen has to say for herself. But I have one more bumper stumper in the theme. And hopefully you know the artist. If you don't know the artist, hopefully you can guess on the theme. And if not, we'll reveal all in moments. But this is your last chance because at the end of the night, I give out the answer. Consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want. But the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. One of what's? And it was a 16-year-old boy who did it. All right. So what is it? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Do you want me to get down on my knees? Beg you, baby, please cry a million tears. Do you want me to call you on the phone? Beg you to come home. Around.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That's our final bumper stumper, but I could have had several more. And maybe you'll know the theme. If not, I'll be revealing it in moments, as well as the answer to our guests, and so to our question. And so I'll ask the question again and get your final guesses, because we're getting to that time. And that is, consumers will do most anything to get a product they really, really want, but the longest distance ever traveled to buy one of these was almost 4,000 miles. What? And I mentioned that a 16-year-old boy did the traveling. All right, so Annette in West Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hi. I've got a few random guesses.
Good.
One is a bottle of champagne from Champagne, France.
Nope.
Okay. I could go a bunch of things down that path, but how about a watch?
Nope.
A chair?
Nope.
Piece of, I don't know, you said everybody's bought these, so
yep.
You know, all my other things are kind of obscure. I was thinking like a, you know, Star Trek trivia thing.
That's interesting.
Like a Batless, you know, from the, I can't even think now. Or a Star Wars trivia piece, like a lightsaber.
Nope, but that's a nice guess.
Okay.
One more, big finish.
One more. Mm. A computer.
Nope. If you think of six more, call me back.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, so those were fine guesses all the way around. They just weren't right. But Karen in Chicago's calling again. So, okay, Karen, six more.
One more time.
Okay.
Okay. A hat.
Nope.
T-shirt.
Nope.
Sweatshirt.
No.
Last one. A guitar.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. Yeah. 4,000 miles from one. We've all bought one of these. Now, I don't think we have all bought a guitar. I assume everybody has bought one of these. And I could be wrong. I just have never run into them who didn't. But we've got Diane in Chicago who's going to take half a dozen guesses, I hope. So what do you think, Diane?
Well, I was thinking of a cosmetic procedure.
Nope.
Okay. Truffles?
Nope.
Or a plant?
Nope.
Okay. That's all I have.
If you think of something else, you call me back. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, we've all absolutely, I don't think there is anyone within the sound of my voice who hasn't bought one. I mean, maybe, I guess it's theoretically possible, but I think I bought one. I think I bought more than one. I think I bought many over the years, anyway. So what is it? We have, I'd say we have about 60 seconds before I start revealing and telling you about my theme. In fact, maybe I should get on the theme to begin with. And the overall overriding theme, we again thank Carol Ford, purveyor of the world's greatest show prep, who said, how about records that are all Northern Soul hits? I said, that's great. And then I thought to myself, well, while it's true that Northern Soul hits, you know, the stuff that they would play like at Wigan Casino or the Twisted Wheel or all the overnights in Great Britain that were so big in the 70s. And what they were doing is they were mining all of our obscure R&B. But all the things that came to mind originally, I knew that you'd know. So I had to go deeper. Yeah, and as you can tell by what I chose, I went deeper. And the deal is that everything I played was in the top 25 Northern Soul hits of all time. Now, I've mentioned this before. I was a huge Northern Soul fan. You know, I love the fact that they were all-nighters. They'd you know, be dancing in the clubs till the morning because, of course, those are my hours. So right there, I'm like, yeah. And then it was all obscure R&B oldies. Yeah. And then I found out, years later, I found out, no, what the all-nighters really were amphetamine dens. And I'm not making this up. And the people there would dance to the frenetic beat, and that's why so much of the Northern Soul records have the same beat, which you heard from so much of what we played tonight. But we played 11 of the top 25 beach music, I'm sorry, Northern Soul songs of all time. Now, the person to determine what the top is, the definitive voice, is Kev. Kev Roberts. In fact, interestingly, when he first did Northern Soul Top 500, he mailed me a copy of his book. He autographed it. It was really nice. And I thought tonight, well, you know, I should have one for my other studios. Let me just order another copy. And then I saw that that would be like $95. I'm like, no, I guess I don't need to. So that's right. Don't need to. But yeah, he autographed it to Raleigh, the College of Musical Knowledge, which coming from Kev Roberts is high compliments indeed. So what we played were the 11 of the top 25 Northern Soul records of all time. And I'm going to tell you what exactly they are in moments. However, I've got three people who want to take final guesses at the trivia question. So we're going to go through this as quickly as possible. Actually, two people, because I think we already talked to Diane in Chicago. So we're going to go through this as quickly as possible with guesses from Debbie and Elgin. What do you think, Debbie? You there? No, Debbie left us. Well, I think. Are you there, Debbie? No, we've lost Debbie. All right, so then I believe we have Sherry in Naperville gets the final guess. All right, Sherry, what do you think?
Hi, I'm thinking of common items. Pair of jeans.
Nope.
Pair of athletic or gym shoe type things.
Nope.
From Star.
Nope.
Some pair of underwear.
Nope.
Did I say t-shirt?
You didn't, but now you did. And nope. Be real quick. Give me one more guess real quickly.
I can't.
All right.
An egg of some sort.
Talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So the deal is, a 16-year-old boy from Chicago went to London by plane for the sole purpose of getting a copy of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. He traveled 4,000 miles to buy a book. No word on where his parents fit into this saga. No word on how he got the ticket or what the deal was, but a 16-year-old traveled 4,000 miles to get a copy of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. So what we are looking for is he traveled almost 4,000 miles to get a book. All right, that's the deal. Now, quickly, what do we play? Because you're wondering here. Of course, Do I Love You, Frank Wilson on Soul. Dobie Gray, Out on the Floor. Yvonne Baker did You Didn't Say a Word on Parkway. Jimmy Radcliffe did Long After Tonight Is Over. The Epitome of Sound, as we discovered, did You Don't Love Me. Garnett Mims, Looking for You, United Artists. Frank Beverly and the Butlers. That's what it said on the label, not Frankie. Frank Beverly and the Butlers, If That's What You Wanted, on Sassy. Chuck Wood did 7 Days Too Long on Roulette in 1967. Bob Schwartz produced that, the co-owner of Lori Records. The Salvadors did Stick By Me, Baby on Wise World. That wonderful Washburn label, well, that was the Tamangos, I Really Love You. And finally, Judy Street did What? Now, interestingly about Judy Street, this is a true story. She got married to a guy and her name became Judy Street-Corner. She didn't use Judy Street Corner as her as her professional name. Yeah, she's actually discovered in Phoenix, but she was from Indiana. Her parents were concert musicians, her dad a pianist, her mom a flautist. But Judy Street doing What? And what I almost played, if I needed more records, would have been Toby Legend, Time Will Pass You By on Mala, and Rose Batiste, Hit and Run on Rebelot. But those were all of them, and that's all in the top 25 of the Northern Soul Top 500. So thanks again to Carol for thinking about Northern Soul as a theme. That was great. And now you know our stragglers, so we'll start fresh with a new question next week. Until tomorrow night at 10 o'clock, 21 hours from now, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Couldn't do it without you. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.